AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is strongly suggesting that Russian President Putin was behind the email hacking aimed at the recent U.S. presidential election.
The president says the evidence turned up by U.S. spy agencies points clearly to the Kremlin.
The intelligence that I've seen gives me great confidence in their assessment.
But what about the Russian leader himself?
Not much happens in Russia without Vladimir Putin.
At a year-end news conference, Obama voiced regret the issue's become a political football and urged President-elect Donald Trump to back a nonpartisan probe of the hacking. He also voiced dismay that so many Republicans seem to approve of Putin while questioning the sober judgment of U.S. intelligence.
Ronald Reagan would roll over in his grave.
Mark Smith at the White House.
Defeated Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has told the New York Times the goal of the Russian cyber attacks was to undermine democracy. A Chinese warship has seized a U.S. Navy underwater drone as the drone was being recovered by an American research ship in the South China Sea.
It was approached by this vessel, and the vessel put a small boat in the water and took the UUV.
Captain Jeff Davis says the American ship contacted the Chinese vessel after the drone was seized.
They acknowledged the radio call and then, but did not acknowledge the demands for the ocean glider's return.
The U.S. government has filed a formal diplomatic complaint. Adultery in the military is a crime, and the penalty for getting caught can be severe. An Army Major General has been stripped of his stars and forced out of the military after a 30-year career because of a long extramarital affair and swinger lifestyle. David Haight will also lose more than $40,000 a year in retirement pay. Falling technology and financial stocks pulled U.S. indices back from the edge of record highs today, the Dow down 9 points. This is AP Radio News. A college is looking to ease its housing shortage by matching students and grandmas.
Here are two problems. A, elderly people with fixed incomes and spare rooms. B, a university in the same expensive neighborhood running out of dormitory space. A, meet B. New York University says it will try matching up students with local residents who have extra rooms near its Manhattan campus. It'll cost students much less than any other housing option, with nearly all the rent going to the apartment owner or leaseholder. It won't be for everyone, after all. Isn't getting away from old people one of the things you go to college for? But a university official calls it a win-win for both college seniors and senior seniors. Warren Levinson, New York.
John Glenn's home state of Ohio and the nation began saying goodbye to the beloved astronaut today, starting with a public view of his flag-draped casket inside the State House Rotunda. His widow, Annie, gently rubbed the flag while seated in a wheelchair beside their two children. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.